Vines are nature's best teacher when it comes to holding on. They stretch outward along the ground or reach upward into the trees, gripping tightly to all they find. Look closely at these vines and you might spot a tiny snail or a reddish bug resting on the leaves. Vines can travel upward along a trunk or downward along a branch. Such a small plant can truly go far. Have you ever seen a tree fully covered in vines? Golden blossoms and blue flowers bloom brightly along the way. Some vines grow flowers and fruit. The flowers bloom first. After they drop off, fruit slowly takes their place. Vines are so generous. One tiny flower can become a golden pumpkin, a green bean pod, or a cluster of juicy tomatoes. We can plant vines so they cover houses and arches. They look lovely with pink and purple blossoms, and a tiny bird might even visit. But we must be careful. Vines are restless, and they can quickly turn harmful if we do not manage them. Sometimes vines fully cover a tree and slowly take it over. They block the sunlight and steal water from the soil. The harmful vines twisted tightly around the tallest trees. Leaves turned gray, and bare branches poked out, weak and dying. Some vines cling on with small spiral curls called tendrils. Each tendril reaches forward, slowly seeking something to twist around. Once they tighten their grip, they hold on for life. A beautiful passion flower blooms proudly at the top of this vine. Vines can split apart when they meet a fork in a tree. They grow in both ways, always active and seeking more room. Bunches of green berries dangle from the branches. These busy vines are always reaching outward for something new. Here are some vines on a farmer's land. Big round food rests among the broad leaves spread widely across the ground. The farmer has cut paths between the rows so the food can be reached and picked quickly. Some vines grow food under the ground. The leaves catch sunlight and send goodness downward into the soil where there is no light. Below the surface, reddish sweet food grows larger and larger. If you looked closely at the soil, you would see roots hard at work. These wild vines have grown wildly across the hillside. Slowly, they have covered a house, a wooden rail, and the trees around them. Vines from far away can be truly harmful. We must manage them quickly before they spread more widely. There are so many lovely vines in our world. Finding them all can bring you great joy. Next time you are outside, near a farm, on a street, or out in the wild, see how many kinds of vines you can spot.